This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent and diverse campus community radio from Simon Fraser University.
Music and talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good Wednesday morning to you, and welcome to Intravenous here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM, where we broadcast on the traditional ancestral territories of the Hokomeinam-speaking peoples, and those nations sort of in a more particular way are the Kwikwetlem and Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. My name's Robin, and I am flying solo today, which is a little bit unexpected. I was planning to be here with Rebecca this morning, and something unfortunately came up. So the plan is still the same, but there will be not so much discussion as sort of presenting some notes that both she and I cobbled together, and that I will share with you along with some music today. So very briefly, the topic is on truth and truth making, truth telling. How do we discern truth from fiction, and whose truth is the truth? And this sort of came out of a discussion about Monday being the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation here in Canada, and you know, how we might be thinking about truth, and as I say, what that truth might be. Before I get, you know, really, really into it, we're going to hear a song. This one is called Truth is a Beautiful Thing, and it's by a band group called London Grammar. And it just struck a chord in me, and I hope it does the same for you here on Intravenous.
Disappear to hold your heart. a beautiful thing.
Truth is a Beautiful Thing from London Grammar on Intravenous, starting us off on our radio journey for today's show. As I mentioned in the sort of preamble for the program before we heard the song, we're again, the Royal We. I was supposed to be here with Rebecca today. I am going to be addressing the idea of truth. And this idea for talking about the topic of truth came from the recognition that this coming Monday, September the 30th, is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation in Canada, and that it is a day to honor the lives of the hundreds of thousands of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis children who were forcibly removed from their families and communities and transferred to residential schools, sometimes thousands of kilometers away from their homes. And I might add that, you know, the child welfare system in Canada continues to do this on an ongoing basis. And, you know, we think about this sort of genocidal nature, I guess, for lack of better words, of the residential schools to be something in the past and something that we are reconciling from the past or you know, reckoning with the past. But indeed, is it an ongoing issue and it just has been given a different framework now in how we do things policy wise. In the reality of residential schools, the children endured horrific conditions of physical and sexual abuse, unsanitary conditions resulting in disease, malnutrition, and starvation and forced labor, and were indoctrinated out of their identity, languages, and cultures. And so this is where the idea of how do we come to know the truth of these horrific instances and this horrific period of time in Canada's history. And one of the philosophical truths is that truth has been one of the central subjects to be sort of wrestled with across time. And academia it is one of the largest sort of fields of study within philosophy, and has been a topic of discussion for thousands of years in its own right. Moreover, a huge variety of issues in philosophy relate to truth, either by relying on theses about truth or implying theses about truth. And so understanding and sort of wrestling with these ideas of what actually constitutes truth in the ways that we look at things and the ways that we consider things is an important thing to understand, I think. And, you know, albeit a lot of the theories in philosophy come from a neoclassical and therefore, you know, fairly whitewashed ideology and experience, but it gives us sort of a basis, I think, especially when what we're talking about it can look differently. Truth can look differently depending on who we're talking to, right? And that's what gets problematized in the way that we understand what truth is. So just, really quick, I don't know, recap isn't quite the word, because maybe you're not familiar with philosophy and didn't ever go to university and take a philosophy course. Even though I went to university, I didn't ever take a philosophy course. So this is, as I said, it's very, it's a very broad stroke in terms of what and how we might be looking at what truth is. So one of the first principles is that truth or verity is the property of being in accord with fact or reality. And that in everyday language, it is typically ascribed to things that aim to represent reality or otherwise correspond to it, such as beliefs, propositions, and declarative sentences. Truth is usually held to be the opposite of a false statement. All right. So truth is the opposite of a false statement. Truth is the property of being in accord with fact or reality. And of course, you know, this brings into question almost immediately of whose facts are being listened to and whose reality is being understood. In philosophy and through what's known as neoclassical correspondence theory, a belief is true if and only if it corresponds to a fact. And so those two things are inseparable in this way that one corresponds to the other. It's a cause and effect kind of a thing, right? Coherence theory states that a belief is true if and only it is part of a coherent system of beliefs. And so if I believe something and there is a fact about it, then it's true and only true. And so not only does it have to correspond, but it has to have a coherence in terms of what I believe or what I sort of trust to be true based on beliefs, values, propositions, and declarative sentences. Many philosophical theories take beliefs to be the bearers of truth. And the pragmatists thought truth is the end of inquiry. And so if we've come to a conclusion about something, then we must have reached the truth. But again, this brings into question about, you know, who's understanding the situation that is trying to be explained, right? My understanding of a story or a situation is going to be different based on my positionality and based on the fact that, you know, my intersectionality might not add up to or be in the same framework as someone else's. And so truth becomes malleable and fluid in this sense, and it doesn't really have a stickiness that, you know, some of these theories are like, you know, if this then that, and you know, if this formula fills in to be such and such, then, you know, we arrive at truth and hallelujah. But indeed it really has a lot to do with perspective. And perspective is important in the world that we live in, and the ways that we're opening up to understand different points of view. You know, I think about the ways in which our understanding of gender, for instance, is shifting and changing. And, you know, at one time, gender and gender roles were taken as, quote unquote, the sort of true path to, you know, live out the ways that men and women were supposed to live out. And we know now that it's a lot more complex, and it's a lot more nuanced, and it's a lot more subtle, and it has really nothing to do with how we are or how we may or may not want to be conditioned into public or private roles, right? There's also in philosophical theory this reliance on the role of truth bearers, which rely again on this idea of beliefs, propositions, or interpreted sentences to be the primary bearers of truth, and the idea that their truth bearers are meaningful. In other words, able to say something about what the world is like. And again, you know, we've got this idea that truth can be definitive, and that definitive voice of what we consider in the West as true, and the truth-bearing beliefs, propositions, interpreted sentences, etc., really house themselves in this white, male-dominant language and perspective. And so it clouds out and cuts off perspectives that don't fall in line with other perspectives, that don't add up to what we think the world should look like. Truth bearers are the things which meaningfully make claims about what the world is like or not, right? And are true or false depending on whether the facts in the world are as described. And so if you describe something to me that I don't understand about the world, then that automatically makes what you're saying to me untrue, which is not the case, right? Your experience, your vision, the way that you see things is based upon these beliefs and propositions and interpreted sentences of your own meaning making, and how that gets interpreted across lines, across intersectionalities, is what gets problematized in terms of how do we land on, you know, what we call truth, and how we actually come to truthfulness. Yeah, that's a lot. And we're going to pause for a song, because that seems like a good idea. We're going to hear a track suggested by Rebecca called Light On. I don't know it. And we're just going to go for it and come back and talk a little bit more about truth and how do we wrestle with what's true and how do we get to know what's true, not only for ourselves, but also in relation to others in the world that we live in. So don't go away. It's a heady conversation today.
Would you believe me now if I told you I got caught up in a wave? Almost gave it away. Would you hear me out if I told you I